Chocolate Chip Cookie Murder, A Hannah Swenson Mystery by Joanna Fluke.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
This special edition is for our newest special edition, Catherine Grace. Chapter 1. Hannah Swenson slipped into the old leather bomber jacket that she'd rescued from the Helping Hands thrift store and reached down to pick up the huge orange tomcat that was rubbing against her ankles. "Okay, Moisha, you can have one refill, but that's it till tonight." As she carried Moisha into the kitchen and set him down by his food bowl, Hannah remembered the day he'd set up camp outside her condo door. He'd looked positively disreputable, covered with matted fur and grime, and she'd immediately taken him in. Who else would adopt a 25-pound half-blind cat with a torn ear? Hannah had named him Moisha, and though he certainly wouldn't have won any prizes at the Lake Eden Cat Fanciers Club, there'd been an instant bond between them. They were both battle-worn. Hannah, from weekly confrontations with her mother, and Moisha from his hard life on the streets. Moisha rumbled in contentment as Hannah filled his bowl. He seemed properly grateful that he no longer had to scrounge for food and shelter, and he showed his appreciation in countless ways. Just this morning, Hannah had found the hindquarters of a mouse in the center of the kitchen table, right next to the drooping African violet that she kept forgetting to water. While most of her female contemporaries